fantasy football fans, who doesn't love the excitement of picking your team? Well, get this. You can do that any week when you play in one-week fantasy football leagues at FanDuel.com. You play for real money, and winners get immediate cash payouts. Nothing beats the excitement of living out a whole season of fantasy football in just 1 week. And right now, you can get up to $200 free. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Click the banner now or go to FanDuel.com, click the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and use promo code BLOGTALK.
Salutations, Mets fans. Welcome to this week's edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week is no one. I should explain. Normally at the beginning of the week, I send out an email to Rob, Chris, and Greg, our usual stable of co-hosts, with this week's agenda and trying to set up times for recording, and usually it's not a problem. Somebody is available. But this week, Rob has softball, Chris has internet issues, and Greg has the lamest excuse of all. He's on vacation in Italy. Personally, I'm very upset that Rob isn't here, so I am unable to chide him about his defense of Collins' management of Zach Wheeler this week, or really every week. And normally, I would just let the week go. Pop back in next week with a stable of two, even with all the stories that are certainly worth talking about, whether Bartolo Colon still being a Met, Dustin Herrera now being a Met, the September call-ups, the minor league playoffs, a lot of good storylines this week, but I was willing to let it all pass and roll over those stories for next week, plus whatever else might come up. But I can't roll over all your emails. There's a lot of them. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. In the, I think suffice to say, saddest Amazing Avenue audio yet, I will answer your emails in episode 83.5, which doesn't even deserve a title, but we'll get one. 83.5 is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Before you email me again, technically for it to be a number, it probably does have to be expressed as episode 167 halves. So here we go. If Mike Francesa can do the show by himself, how hard could it really be? So the agenda for episode 83.5 are your emails. And as always, you can email the podcast at podcast@amazingavenueaudio.com. And our first email is from David, who is back with his second Dario Alvarez question and third A-ball reliever question of the season. Hi, guys. Well, since I've been asking about this guy periodically throughout the season, what do you make of Dario Alvarez's call-up to the big league roster this afternoon? This was emailed 3 days ago when he was called up. And some related questions. Does this burn a 40-man roster spot? Or is he going to have to be on the 40-man roster if they were to keep his rights next year in any case? What does he need to do at this point to be in the mix for next year's Major League bullpen? How many other Mets have started the season in low A and found their way to the big leagues later that year? I can't think of a single one. Maybe you can. I can't. There might have been back in the olden days, the 80s, and certainly the 70s and the 60s, when the minor league system was a little different than what it is today. And this happens with other teams, I feel like, with relievers. I really doubt he's the first one to pull this trick off in the majors, certainly, even if it's maybe true for the Mets. But it's still very impressive, certainly. As for why he's up, the Mets needed a lefty with Josh Eggen getting a cortisone shot in his elbow, which is always a good sign, you guys. And to be blunt, Alvarez has been the most generally successful left-handed reliever in the system this season. more so than Kolarik or Chase Hutchinson or even Jack Leathersich, I think. Going forward, I assume Evelyn will still get the bulk of the Lugie work, unless, of course, Alvarez comes in and pitches well on his first appearance, in which case he will then throw the next 25 games in a row. As for the longer view, it cost him a 40-man spot now and for the offseason. He was Rule 5 eligible, and I believe minor league free agent eligible as well. But I didn't think he'd be added. Again, I've just given up trying to predict who's going to be the 7th, or I guess in this case, like the 9th or the 10th guy in a pen. Because I'm just so woeful at it. Innings this year have gone to Gonzalez Hermann and Buddy Carlisle and the aforementioned Dana Eveland, and I predicted none of those things. I mean, Germán even going back further. I think actually when I do my best, prospects I saw alive this season piece at the end of the minor league season, which will be a little different this year since I was running up guys all along, probably just more of a list with expounding on some thoughts and rankings, people like rankings. There'll be a category or a tier in the best pitching prospects I saw this year list, where it's just could be 7th guy in a bullpen. You know, guys I would normally write up as org guys, but sometimes those guys turn into 7th guys in the bullpen a lot lately, especially in teams that go through relievers as fast as the Mets do. And Alvarez could still be an offseason cut if they need the spot, but, turning specifically towards the Rule 5 draft, I suppose you could look at it as it was Alvarez and Leathersich competing for one spot. So maybe that tells you a little bit of how the organization feels about Leathersich. Maybe they'll add him too. We don't know if Scott Rice is going to be ready for 2015 or has much of a future with the organization. You always need left-handed relievers, especially when your team is managed by Terry Collins. So what does he need to do to be that left-handed reliever? Be healthy and left-handed. And eventually Collins will use him a lot and make him not healthy and left-handed. And the great circle of life, or Lugies, the great circle of Lugies, goes on. I will say this about Dario Alvarez. While I may have been wrong-ish about him, I'm not admitting that I was wrong about him. Because I basically said he was an org guy, and sometimes org guys pitch in major league pens. It's a great story. I mean, the dude never got stateside with the Phillies. Then was out of baseball, and now he's in the majors. So congrats to Dario Alvarez. I assume it will allow some of the more cineast among our commentariat to do Dario Argento fan shots on the site, and I look forward to those. Get to work. Our next email is from Hank. Hank kept a brief this week, and I appreciate that. Dear Mr. Paternostro in accompaniment, just me this week, Hank, could you please talk about TJ Rivera? Thank you, go. And TJ Rivera is in quotes for some reason. I can talk about TJ Rivera. In fact, I saw my last bingo look at the end of June. He was coming off some sort of injury. I forget what. Their entire infield was injured for a lot of June in Binghamton, as I recall. He's a better shortstop than I expected, but more in a won't-hurt-you-once-a-week there than a sort of your true utility infielder, middle infield backup type, what we imagine Ruben Tejada would be going forward. There's just something that stands out offensively either. No real bat speed, not a particularly advanced approach. He's not a physical dude. He's listed at 6'1", 190, and that might be a bit generous, as those heights and weights are often in one direction or the other. And, of course, the fact that he'll be 26 this offseason and just got to AA after logging 250 games in St. Lucie. That's not destiny, but those are data points. Alonzo Harris is something similar 2 years ago. Was out of the org this spring. Beware of the older prospect having a breakout season in the Florida State League. Is a good motto to live by, I think. Certainly one that I do. And if you go back to last year's sort of more normal BABIP-driven triple slash numbers, I think you maybe get a better picture of the type of hitter he is. He's the guy that likes to swing and make some contact, but not all of it. Good contact. I would expect him to struggle against better velocity and better breaking balls, as do we all. And he's probably more John Mallow than Justin Turner. But if you can carry a shortstop glove, you can play pro ball for a while, and maybe even get a major league per diem here and there.